Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. So the Mishnah talks about a case where the Kala admits that she was not a Basula at the time of her marriage, but she still wants to have 200 Zuz, because she has a reason. Hanosi is Isha V'lo Masal Basulim. A guy marries a woman, and turns out she's not a Basula. He omeres, she says, yeah, I'll tell you why. Misha Rastani Nenasti V'nestach V'sadecha. I was raped after we had Erisin, and therefore it's your field that's flooded, meaning you're the one that's out of luck. It had nothing to do with me misrepresenting myself. I really was a basula at the time of our erisin. Va'lo omer, and the husband says, Loki, not true. Achelor stich, it happened before the erisin, and you just didn't tell me about it. Ve'imichim mekachtos, and therefore you misrepresented yourself. So to mekachtos, I should not have to pay you the full amount. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say that she is believed, and therefore she can collect her full ksuba amount of Masayim Zuz, because there's a chazaka that works in her favor. Meaning, we always assume that a person is what they were, and every woman was born a Besula. So we assume she remained that way until the latest possible time, which would mean until after the Erisin. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lomi Pia Anuchayin. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, we don't live by what comes out of her mouth, meaning we live based on Emes, and what's coming out of her mouth is not the Emes. We have to assume that she was not a Basula even before the Erisin, and that she just deceived him by misrepresenting herself, unless she's able to bring a Raya that she was Ne'nas Rachman al-Tzlan after the Erisin, meaning the Chazaka that she was born a Basula is not enough to be Motzi Mamon, to take money away from the husband, because we also have Chazaka of the money that it stays with who it is, unless you're able to bring a raya to the contrary. Now Mishnah Zayin continues the previous Mishnah, where we said that a guy gets married to a girl and she's supposed to be a basula. Turns out she's not. So the Mishnah tells us another situation of how that conversation continues. The guy comes to Beis and he says, she wasn't a basula. He omeris mukas etzani. She says, you're right, I wasn't a basula, but I'm only not a basula physically because I had some sort of accident that took away my hymen, but I never had bia, and therefore I'm still entitled to a ksuba of Masayim. Meaning it wasn't with Bia, so I'm entitled to a ksuba of Masayim according to Rav Meir, and Mana according to the Chachamim. V'hu Omer, and the husband says, Loki el drusas ishat. No, I think you are not a basula physically because you had Bia with a man, and as a result of that, you're not entitled to any ksuba because the whole thing is a mekachtos. You fooled me, you deceived me. Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer omrim ne'emenes. Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say, we believe her, and therefore she collects a ksuba, again according to the chamim of mana. Rabbi Shua Omer lo mipiha anu chayin, and Rabbi Shua says, we do not live based on what comes out of her mouth. We live by truth. What's coming out of her mouth is not truth. If she's physically not a basula, we assume it's because she had bia with a man, and therefore she loses the rights to her ksuba unless she's able to bring a raya that she in fact is only a mukas eitz. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we learned that if a man marries a woman and she turns out not to be a basula, and she claims that she was raped after erisin, and therefore he's the one that's out of luck, but she's owed the full amount of the ksuba, and the husband says, no, I think it happened before erisin, and you were just deceiving me and misrepresenting yourself. So Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say, we believe her. Rabbi Yeshua says, we do not believe her. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said, if she claims that she's a mukas eitz, and the husband says, no, I don't think so. I think that you actually slept with a man and you misrepresented yourself. So Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say, we believe her. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, we do not believe her. We assume that she was with a man, and therefore she loses the rights to Ksuba Vez Hashem. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches.